What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Becoming a Better Man podcast. I wanted to start off apologizing for the delay in between episodes. Guys, I'll be straight up honest with you. I've been busy. Busy. And it has been increasingly more and more difficult to be able to set down a set schedule with recording content. So I'm trying to navigate better ways to allocate time and set it aside. It's very challenging between work, having a small business on the side, trying to make sure that I'm showing up and being present in my marriage. Not that any of those three areas are suffering, but I have to prioritize, you know, and just kind of take what's most important first, and then everything else just kind of falls in distant and radical second, third, fourth, 10th place after that. So my apologies, and I appreciate you all's understanding, as I know you guys are busy men, and you know, sometimes little podcast hobbies that you might have or whatever it might be, they've got to take second place, you know? So, I wanted to start it off that way, but, I do want to make sure that I am effectively appreciative for all you guys who are continuing to listen, even since the first episode, even since this first began. I'm sure that as you guys have listened week in and week out, that you've noticed a change in me. And that's great. Like, that's by design. The podcast is not what it used to be, right? And so I've battled back and forth between, do I start a new one that more accurately reflects where I'm at in life, where I'm going in life? And hopefully if you guys have come along for that journey and experienced that transformation for yourselves, that way it could be better aligned with where you all are at and where you're going, right? So that's something I've wrestled with. And then kind of at the end of the day, what I keep coming back to is this is something that you guys are finding after looking up how to become a better man, right? And so if I change the title, if I create a separate podcast, first of all, I can barely manage one podcast, right? I can barely record one podcast. I've got a ton of content in my mind. I just don't have the time to sit down in front of a microphone and a screen and record myself. It worked out much better before. I was getting countless complaints about the sound quality of me trying to do it while I'm in the car. So I'm just trying to figure out the best way to not please people. Honestly, I don't care if you like the sound quality or not. What I care about is if you can hear enough of it to where you recognize and relate with the content that you're hearing. So that's always going to be priority in terms of the podcast for me, is the content. Secondly, I want to make sure that I'm continuing to meet you guys where you're at. And if you're on a journey for bettering yourself, for better self-awareness, better growth, better spiritual connection or reconnection, right, with our Creator, and the life transformation that occurs as a part of Him coming into your life and transforming your heart, mind, body, and soul, then I don't want to make it harder for people to find this, do you know? So I hope that makes sense. So yeah, there's been a big transformation, and that's by God's design. It's not by mine. If it were up to me and I wanted to do everything my way still, I would totally just be living for myself. I would still be very selfish. I'd still be very me oriented. I would still be very much conquest oriented, achievement oriented, things like that. Those don't matter to me anymore. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you've had similar insights and realizations in your own lives. If you have, I'd be interested to hear about them. You know, it's helpful to kind of hear back. So if you guys have any of your own stories of your own transformation, journey, growth, struggles, you know, whatever it might be, questions, send them my way. I want to hear about them, and I want to see if I can connect with you on those. And, you know, maybe I can share it on the show, right on the podcast. And, yeah, it'd be a little bit easier for me to light a fire under my butt to set time, like hard time in the schedule for recording content when I know that, hey, there's somebody out there that's dependent on me. That makes it much easier to set time aside. And that's why I've had to prioritize all these other things. They're in my face needing me. It's harder with a podcast. So shoot me an email, becomingabettermanpodcast@gmail.com. That's all one word, becomingabettermanpodcast@gmail.com. And reach out to me that way. And I can respond back to you and also share, you know, listeners' emails here on the show from time to time in between me sharing some of this life journey stuff that we're all on. Okay. So having said that, got it out of the way. I appreciate you guys tuning in for another episode. Bearing with me in my hectic schedule. I'm trying to create some normalcy here. I had the internet issue a while back, couldn't record anything with the mic. Thanks to not being able to use Zoom. Now let me put it this way. I'd have more reliable internet coverage thanks to Xfinity. Shout out to Xfinity. I'm leaving you soon. You've dropped the ball too many times. And so there's nothing you can do at this point to make it up. And this exact conversation I had with them, via Twitter. And, so I need something I can depend on. Right. And, you know, if you want to zoom out a little bit, how many of you all have somebody that's seen you as the person that they need to be able to depend on and you've not been that person? How do they view that? How does that work out for you? How does that work out for them? Right? Usually not very well. And so, you know, that's been my experience with Xfinity. I don't have reliable internet. I mean, I'm trying to record this now in hopes that it doesn't crap out on me at some point within the next hour, which, depending on the time of day, if it's between noon and two, you guys let me know if you can relate. They tell me there's no issue on their end. There's no outages. Everything looks fine. There's no reason why I should be having any trouble. Yet tech after tech comes out, and long story short, they don't seem to know what they're talking about. And that's very apparent to me. And so I'm moving on. So anyway, having said that, that's another issue. I'm tired of starting to record and it not being able to record. So I've got to move on to other things that I've got to get done. So bear with me. I'm hopefully going to have a more permanent solution as of this week, this coming weekend. We'll see. So, so let's get into it. All right. So I want to welcome you guys to another episode of the Becoming a Better Man podcast. And if you're listening to me here on Spotify, thank you. Feel free to leave a 5-star review. And that'd be greatly appreciated. And it also helps get the word out for other guys who are searching for similar content, for a podcast that can help them relate to somebody else that's gone through it or having gone through it before, be able to kind of share some experience and what's worked for them along the way. And that's hopefully, right? Hopefully what God's provided for me to be able to do for you in this medium of a podcast. So, having said that, I'm your host, Jason Wright. Today, we're going to dive deep into kind of what you're going to find. I won't say that. It's not necessarily a deep dive. I spent about 5 seconds trying to research what comes up on Google when you look up how to become a better man, right? And it's typically this. It's usually as short as 10, but usually 30 to 50 to 100 ways to become a better man starting today, right? That's usually how the articles go. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if you can give it to me like a 1, 2, max 3-step process, I'm much more likely to want to read that and apply it to my life. So having kind of glanced through a few of them, I wanted to be able to maybe provide a better alternative for you guys. So you're not having to comb through the sea of filth when it comes to just really poor advice that's out there in the terms of Google search. So as somebody who has navigated and is still in the process of navigating, it's an ongoing journey when you're trying to become a better version of yourself, because you're constantly, daily being pulled back into that very human, very flawed, very reactive version of yourself, right? That's at your core. As somebody though that has navigated the journey of self-improvement, spiritual transformation, some of these articles, you know, they resonated with me in some ways, and other ways they were just really detestable. Like, I just really pushed me away. Talking about just like, take better care of yourself so you get laid more often. Okay, yes, guys, we all want that, but hopefully it's from our wives and not just from random pieces of, well, let me self-censor. When you view them as pieces of, you know what, then you get what you're seeking, you know? So, and that's a very lonely life. But when it comes down to this growth journey, what do I need to do? What am I looking for? Where am I going wrong? Right? Sometimes we're too close to it to see it. I will say this, that from my experience, you know, there was a period of time, you know, as of up until a couple of years ago, I was living for myself. I thought, you know, kind of heading into like the pandemic that I was really transforming and I had it all figured out. And I didn't. And here's the beautiful thing. Here's the God's honest truth. I'm going to tell you, I don't have it all figured out. I don't. And I never will. So if you're expecting to come on here and listen to somebody that pronounces themselves as the almighty, figured it out, ultimate version of a man, this isn't it. Right. And if anybody's claiming to be that, just run far away. All right. But I do have some experience with undergoing a radical transformation, a journey of self-improvement, self-realization, and spiritual transformation that can also do the same for you. Right? It's not unique to me. It's available for all of us. But, you know, like these authors that have written a lot of these articles, I did. I lived for myself. Right? And then as a result of that, I faced a monumental struggle that brought me to my knees, right? Literally and figuratively. And it was through the pain, the confusion, the frustration, and the heartache, really, that I found the path, or better yet, that God opened my eyes to the path to becoming a better man. And that's not about what was going to work best for me, but was going to work best through him. Does that make sense? So it wasn't only for myself that I needed to undergo this transformation, and not just for any woman that I wanted to be with, or, you know, my future wife, whatever, the people around me. It was for God. Right? And not because I needed to be obedient, not because I was being punished for not being obedient, but the reason why I now seek to be more obedient is not out of fear. It's not out of worry that I'm not going to get my way, or that I'm going to be punished, or that I'm going to feel God's wrath. It's because I want to be close to him, because he wants to be close to me. And through it all, he's forgiven me and still wants that relationship. He knows what I've done better than oftentimes I've even wanted to admit. He knows what I'm going to do in the future, yet still wants to be close to me. So that's the difference, right? That's the rationale. That's the true motivating factor for wanting to really become a better man. Right. So through a lot of these articles, I know like 31 steps, that's a common number that you'll find when you research it. 31 steps to become a better man today, 50 steps, 100 steps, actionable steps that you can take today to become a better man or a better version of yourself. I want to try to condense it down to three fundamental steps, right? But before we get into that, let's explore some key concepts, okay? A lot of these guys, maybe they will or maybe they won't, but a lot of them, like you've probably heard in this podcast, we describe the journey from rock bottom, right? And after the end of the relationship, the marriage, the loss in career or status or whatever, all of a sudden there's this quick jump into this transformation of a man who understands the true meaning of manhood, right? And a lot of times we leave out, or what you'll find is that middle ground, that middle story is often missing. And that's where the key ugly stuff is that they don't talk about. Likewise, the pre-fall, they don't talk about, right? And I think that's where a lot of key information for us as men is being held and withheld. So that way we can better see or relate to or compare or contrast what we've done or should be doing, all right? But I want to try to condense it into a more manageable process other than a 31, 50, or 100-step process, okay? So let's try to focus on three that hopefully can be applied as soon as today, like right now, as soon as you listen to this, all right? And the step number one, you know, I'm going to say, and gosh, I know this is going to kind of hit you in a way that goes, well, yeah, that sounds easy, but how do I do that? Reject the devil and he will flee from you, right? Seek Christ, seek the Lord and who he is, what he's about, what he wants for you. Like start there. That's step one, right? That's going to help you discover your purpose, embrace discipline and hard work, cut out harmful behaviors, put not an end to your selfishness, but create more selflessness, right? So that's step one, right? Step two through that, right? It could all be part of step one, but for the sake of argument here, for doing this, let's break it down into three, all right? So the second part, discover or rediscover your purpose. It's really common for us men to get lost in the hustle of life. Sometimes we forget why we're here, what we're meant to do. And just like a lot of these articles will show you, and like I've tried to convey, it's crucial to find your purpose. This might mean reconnecting with passions in terms of interests, skills, actions that make you feel better about who you are, not about how you feel, that redefine your values or help you rediscover your values, and seek a spiritual role model to follow, a guide to follow that's written in the form of the Bible. And knowing that a man who's living on purpose, for a purpose, is a man moving towards becoming a better version of himself. Okay. The third part, embracing discipline, right? And that is hard work, being disciplined. So believe it or not, some of the advice out there is just start working harder. Working harder towards what? You know, it's not just about putting in extra hours at the office, extra reps in the gym, extra jobs to try and make extra cash, right? It's not about all that. It's learning how to become disciplined and diligent in all aspects of life, being highly intentional, right? And whether that's improving your physical health, developing your skill sets, your knowledge base, cultivating and healing and growing better relationships, building a disciplined life can be very tough. It's very challenging. It's not easy. Most men give up, right? At the first sign of temptation, they give up. They go back to what's easy. But if you're able to remain and seek a disciplined life. The rewards are immeasurable. Okay. And last but not least, I want to say this though, is that please don't try to create a new version of your life without understanding, right? So I have X, Y, or Z bad habit, right? Say I might get too angry too quickly. I might struggle with lust. I might struggle with greed. I might struggle with laziness, slothfulness, whatever it is, right? Figure out what that harmful behavior is, that pattern that you have, and figure out what you can replace it with, right? So it's a one in, one out scenario. It's not a, how do I keep doing all this stuff like secretly, but then also try to add in all these other things, because you're going to fail, right? There's a great deal of introspection that has to be done, right? It's a necessary time to cut out these harmful behaviors and replace them with healthful, healthy, and life-giving behaviors and habits, right? Because the harmful ones are holding you back. This could be an example of, you know, cutting back the time spent on unproductive activities, right? Drinking, gaming, scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok, right? And sometimes it can be as macro, right? Like wider lens here, as changing up your social circle, change up your friend group. But acknowledging these behaviors and replacing them with healthier alternatives that align with what your purpose is are going to be the key to having an easier time navigating discipline, right? Just keep this in mind as we close this out. This transformation won't happen overnight. And in fact, you're going to get very frustrated with how many times you're going to fall short. It requires a great deal of commitment, resilience, and faith. But know this, the journey to becoming a better man isn't just about the destination, right? There is no final destination in this process. It's about who you are becoming along the way and who that is compared to who you no longer are. Does that make sense? Look, as a man who has walked a similar path, I can tell you that growth, right? The growth that takes place, the lessons that are learned, the strength that you'll gain, and the fulfillment and satisfaction that you'll feel as a result of doing this very difficult task is highly worth the effort. It's worth everything, right? I wouldn't be married to the love of my life, right? I don't want to spill the beans here in case somebody listens that I've not told in person, but there's some other big news coming. But none of that would have been possible had I not just dug in, right? And God not kind of forced my feet to the fire to go, here's where you grow. Here's what you're supposed to do, right? I can't say that he told it to me directly, but I put the pieces together, right? By doing this, you'll not only be improving yourself, but really what's more important, in my opinion, is how you're going to improve the lives of those around you, and how that trickle, right, that ripple effect is going to take place. So, guys, until next time, stay focused on your journey. And remember, you're not just becoming a better man. You're becoming the man you were always meant to be. It just got lost somewhere in the shuffle. So, appreciate your all's time. I'm going to try and make up for lost time here and record some more episodes for you guys coming out. Like right now in the private Facebook group, I'm doing kind of like a 5-part series on some of the more common issues we struggle with, like anger, lust, greed, slothfulness. And there's a fifth one. I can't remember. I've got it written down somewhere. it's all scheduled to kind of go out in there. But yeah, if you want to become a part of that community, you are welcome to do so. You'll find out the link to get started is in the episode description or in the show notes. So that's the campsite bio link. You'll just look for the 21 day becoming a better man breakthrough, limited time offer, 80% off right now. So, if you want to get started with that and start your transformation, like transformative process, get started there, right? And then join the community that we've got in Facebook. It tells you exactly how to do it. So, anyway, thank you guys. And, until next time, let's keep working on becoming better men each and every day, because it is a daily battle. All right. See you guys. Take care.